The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 6th. Today's word is amaranthine, also pronounced amaranthine, and spelled A-M-A-R-A-N-T-H-I-N-E. Amaranthine is an adjective that means of or relating to the plant called an amaranth. It can also mean undying or of a pinkish or rosy red color. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Herald from Glasgow by Chris Tate. At 37 years old, most players accept they have reached their twilight years, yet goalkeepers can lead an almost amaranthine existence. Long ago, poets conceived of a flower that did not fade and christened it the amaranth. The appellation is rooted in the Greek word amarantos, meaning immortal or unfading, and amaranthus, the Latin name of a flower, probably Celosia cristata. The word amaranthine emerged as an adjective of the imaginary flower, and subsequently of anything possessing its undying quality. Amaranth also names a real plant, genus Amaranthus, an herb that some consider a weed and others grow for its colorful leaves and spikes of flowers. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.